So we're here in East Cowes, where Reject 6 is going to be built. It's a £6.1 million investment. What does that mean for the Isle of Wight?
I think it's tremendous news. It's the most significant thing is that this will be the start of bringing back the manufacture of high-speed passenger catamarans back to the island after a gap of 15 years. We operate a vessel called Reject 3 that was actually built here on the island by a company called FBM. Sadly, that company went in 2000. And when we decided that we wanted a new vessel built, the opportunity to actually help redevelop that aspect of shipbuilding, together with bringing £6 million worth of investment to the island, between 40 and 50 jobs, developing skills. We're going to ensure that there are apprentices. We're going to engage with local schools for projects and things like that. So isn't it great that a project that school children can see, participate in, that in the future they'll be travelling backwards and forwards across the Solent.
And one big question that's going to be on readers' minds are the prices going to increase?
Absolutely not, no. I know everyone debates whether the ferries across the Solent is a competitive market or not. It is, and this is about better passenger experience, better environmental emissions, and a more reliable service. So overall, a better customer experience, but no increase in fares.